Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor of Island Community Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Thanks for joining us here today. Friends, God bless you. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for taking 30 minutes of your Wednesday to join me and join us as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Prior to what's going to start here today, I invite you to Island Community Church tonight. It is Wednesday. It's time for our midweek Bible study, 6 o'clock tonight. So if you are tuning in our afternoon rebroadcast of this program at 5:30, you guys still got 28 minutes to turn your car towards 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Island Community Church. Why don't you guys come by for our midweek Bible study? We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord tonight. We are in Acts chapter 9. Really, the main thing we're going to look at, we looked at in our study last week, how a famous verse is cut out of most Bibles. And that is when Philip, an Ethiopian, Philip was about to baptize him. And there's a verse where the Ethiopian says, "I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord." Now that verse, Acts 8:37, is cut out of almost all new Bibles. So this is what we're going to look at. Why was that verse cut out? Why do some Bibles and Bible translations do that? Does that make them evil or not? Why is a verse in your Bible but not in my Bible? That's what we're looking at here tonight. If you can't join us live, I encourage you to join us live on Facebook at 6 o'clock. The Island Community Church Facebook page, that will kick on and turn on live at 6 o'clock. So why don't you join it? You also can ask questions on there. If you have a question about this, about Bible translations or how good or faithful is the Bible translation, hopefully I'm going to explain to you why this verse and other verses perhaps might not be in your Bible. But this is our subject matter for tonight. We'd love to see you one way or the other here live or on Facebook. Here on the radio today, now you're going to hear part one from the sermon I just preached on Sunday, and it's entitled Work Out Your Own Salvation with Fear and Trembling. Back in the book of Philippians, we're in chapter 2. Notice he doesn't say work for your salvation, because we know that salvation is a free gift of God. For it is by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast about it. So Paul says, well, we say that we need to work out what God has worked in. Because the next verse says, for it is God who is working in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So that's what we're going to hear today and tomorrow. This is part one. Now, hopefully we'll see you tonight, either live or on Facebook. Island Community Church is the name of the Facebook page. We'd love to see you. Here now is part one of this message, Work Out Your Own Salvation. After a two-month hiatus, we're back again in the book of Philippians in our ongoing verse-by-verse study here in this book. We left off in chapter 2. If you can remember back that far, it's probably been 6 or 8 weeks. We left off looking at the humbled and exalted Christ, where Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That's where we left off. We learned that Jesus has always, not has, is, always existing as God. So that's where we left off. Let's pick it up here today. In Philippians chapter 2, and let's pick it up here in verse 12. Verses are on the handout as well, if you don't have a Bible. If you need a Bible, I still have half a dozen Bibles in my office. You're welcome to one. If you need a Bible, let me know after the service and you leave with one. Okay, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Starts with the word therefore. He says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, meaning it's going to be harder for you now because I'm leaving. That's what he's saying. So much more in my absence. You guys aren't going to have me to help you with this now. So it's going to be more difficult now. Not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now this verse is misunderstood today. Perhaps the key to understanding this is what he just said before, working out your salvation. He said, now much more in my absence, meaning, again, you guys aren't going to have me here to guide you and help you with this. You'll have to work out these things on your own now because I'm not going to be here to help you. The Apostle Paul did not say that you need to work for your salvation. He said you need to work out your salvation. Big difference. You can't work for your salvation. You are not saved by putting money in the offering plate or by selling the church your property or helping my grandmother across the street. By grace are you saved, through faith, not by works. The great news, though, here is the next verse. It says, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So you need to work out what God has worked in you. And that's what a great inside baseball or little known behind the scenes fact this would be, that it is God who works in you. God is working in you behind the scenes. Number one, he says he's working in you to will. That is, even the ideas that you have are not your own. They come from him. Your notion to do good out here today, that doesn't originate in you. Jesus says, no one is good. No, not one. Your ideas to go out here and do good, they don't come from you. They come from him. He gives them to you. He says, as God is at work in you both to will, this Greek word thelo means to purpose or to intend. God puts this in you to purpose, the purpose to go out here and help turn this upside down world right side up. That comes from God. Moving and shaking in you to go out here and make a difference in this world. So it is God who works in you both to will. Now you see, when you're walking with God like this, your desires to do various things, again, they come from him. It is God who works in you both to will and to do it. The power to do it comes from him too. Now here's more proof of that. Starting in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Or the King James Version says the faith of the Son of God. Because even your faith is not your own. Your faith is a gift. You can't believe on your own. Your faith is a gift. So again, I have been crucified with Christ. That is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So you see, when you're walking with the Lord, even your desires to do certain things or to go certain places do not originate from your soul. They come from him. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do.
Here's one more, Colossians 1:26. Now, all these are on your handout if you want to research these later. Here's Colossians 1:26. It says, "The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints, to them," that would be you, "God has willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." This was the great mystery of the church, that the time was going to come when the triune God was going to take up residence on the inside of you. This was the great New Testament mystery. Christ in you. This is how God wills this in you. He has taken up residence inside of you. And this verse, 1 John 4:13, it says, "By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit." So, it is God who works in you both to will and to do. If you just turn your page back, just one page in your Bible, you'll see this in action, where it says, being confident of this very thing. By the way, are you confident of this truth? He was, wants you to be. Are you confident of this, what he's about to say? Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's good news. It's not you doing the work, it's him in you. It is God who is at work both to will and to do. The power to do it comes from him. The desire to do it comes from him. Everything good you desire to do comes from him, not from yourself. You don't have it in yourself. You don't have it in yourself. It comes from him. We are not good without him. Anyone here remember your life BC? Remember how you used to be without Jesus? For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do. Again, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. What a great promise that is. God's not going to give up or quit on you until either A, he comes back, or B, you die and leave this world. God is not going to give up on you. He is the one working in you. He's given you the desire to do something. He's given you the power to do it, and he's not going to quit. And that's good news. So again, we need to work out what God has worked in. So let me anticipate your next question. How can I work out my salvation? Or what has God worked in me that I need to work out? Answer, you work out your salvation by doing the things that you were created to do. Watch this. This is Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. The Apostle Paul says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." You see, now by now you ought to be developing a heart of gratitude here and that. By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Then it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So, you were created in Jesus our Lord for this purpose, good works. Then, catch the command, walk ye in it. That's your command, walk in them. You were created in Christ to do good out here in this evil world. walk in them. So you don't do works in order to be saved. You do works because you are saved. You can't help but do it. Don't you remember how things used to be in your life? You do these things because you are saved. Because we're going to remember here on Memorial Day all that Jesus did for you by dying in your place. That should inspire us to go out here and serve him. You were created in Christ Jesus for good works. Now, Jesus said this about the kingdom of heaven. If you guys would like to turn here, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 25, starting in verse 14. This is where we're going to camp out the rest of this morning here. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. Remember our theme, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, but then with the promise that we can rest assured that starts with the word for it is God that is working in you. Just follow what the Lord leads you to do. And don't say, I can't do it, because it's God in you doing the work. You just got to be obedient to what he leads and calls you to do. Now, Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, he says, the kingdom of heaven is like. I love that. What's heaven like, Lord? The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country. And of course, in these parables, that man is who? It's him. But don't kid yourself. The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. Now, to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Now, this is where we are here today. May 28th, 2023, this is where we're at. Jesus has delivered his goods to you, and he's gone away on a long journey, 2,000 years, and he's still gone. And you have got something of his while he's gone. You and I are to work out what God has already worked in us. You have some talent from the Lord, which he wants us or you to use to fill up these seats in the kingdom. And as we're about to see, not everyone has the same talent. Everyone's talents are different. And as we're about to see, there are 2 possible options available to you to do with the talents that you have been entrusted with. You can do either one of 2 things with them. Verse 16. Now he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. So that is, Jesus and the kingdom was this guy's business. Makes me think of that Ebenezer Scrooge. Jacob Marley. Shaking his chains. What did he say? He said, mankind was our business. Likewise for you too. Just like Jacob shaking his chains. Mankind is our business. Man, there's so much great biblical truth in that movie. It's so true. Mankind is our business. God has equipped you with talents. What are you doing with the talents that he's given you? Paul says to work out what God's worked in you. The kingdom of heaven is like, you have got talent from the Lord, and he wants us to use and fill up these remaining seats in the kingdom. So again, I said 2 possible options. First guy received the 5 talents, went and traded with them, made another 5 talents. Verse 17, likewise, he who had received 2 talents gave 2 more also. So there's the first option. making Jesus your business. He sold options in Christ. You know, I like to follow options on the stock market. Talk about options. You know, the Lord Jesus ought to be your futures. Try trading in those futures. It's Jesus said these guys traded. They traded in him. Those ought to be your futures on the stock exchange. It should be on the kingdom exchange. Jesus is what you trade with. You can't lose when you invest him into this kingdom, into his kingdom. He traded futures in Christ. A trade with a guaranteed payoff is buying futures in Jesus and trading them out here on the market today. Trade them. You can't lose. It's like knowing a stock is going to come out with earnings tomorrow, and you already know that there's good news in this company over here. And you've got the skinny on this company. You can't lose. Do it. Invest in Jesus. May he be the options and the futures that you trade in. That's what he wants you to do. That's what these guys did. That's what they traded with. Making Jesus their business. And of course, talent has a double meaning too, does it not? Originally meant a weight, 75 pounds. But for us, a talent can mean something else too. So let me ask the question, what has God worked in you that he wants you to work out? What has God worked in you that he wants you to work out? What's your talent? Is it money? You know, the more I study this, the more I understand, make no mistake about it, he's talking money in this parable. Right, Ron? We're talking about this earlier. Don't even kid yourself. He's not going to condemn this guy for burying his violin in the backyard or burying his piano or burying his football talent. No, he's talking about money here. Don't even deceive yourself. This parable is talking about money. Nothing else. Not how good of a football player you are. Not playing your piano for Jesus. Like I used to get up here and teach. Oh, talent means your talent. Yeah. But that's not what he's talking about here. You can't take your piano to the bank. Bank of America is not going to give you nothing for a piano. Robin Hood gives how much, Scott? 4.65%. At least give your money to the bank. He's talking money in this parable, not anything else. Money. And don't say, well, I don't have a lot of money, because God can take your 2 cents. Jesus singled out a woman that gave 2 cents and said, do you see this woman over here? She gave more money than all of you people combined. Because she gave all that she had. And 2 cents was more than Elon Musk putting in all his money. Or flipping God a tip, like some heavenly porter. Here's $2 billion, God. 2 cents is more than $2 billion as he looks at things. When you give it from your heart, that's what he's talking about here. Christian people with money can change the world. Broke Christians with 2 cents can change the world. 2 cents! What you give God needs to cost you something. Otherwise, don't give it at all. Don't give it at all. When that angel was killing people back in Samuel, God says, get this piece of property over here. The guy goes, David, you can have it. David said, no, I won't accept anything that doesn't cost me something. You got to give it from your heart. It's got to cost you something. What you give to God, like the woman with the alabaster flask, was a year's worth of ink. It has to cost you something. What you give to God's got to cost you something. And that he will honor and magnify and multiply and do great works out here in the kingdom. Give it from your heart.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
From Love Worth Finding Ministries, here's pastor, teacher, and author Dr. Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
Listen to what Job said. Job said, "This book, God's Word, is more important to me, more precious to me, more needful for me than the food that I eat. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary meat." When this book gets as important to you as your physical food, then you're going to start to grow in your Christian life. Listen to Psalm 119, verse 162. David said, "I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil." Have you ever dreamed of just one day discovering a buried treasure somewhere? A little box full of rubies and diamonds and all of that? David said, "Oh, to me, to go into the word of God is like a treasure hunt." Just to dive down deep into the word of God. "I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil." I wonder if one day the dust on our Bibles is not going to testify against us. "These hath God married, and no man shall part. Dust on the Bible and drought in the heart."
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.
Like work boots on the floor.